jolly Christmas.
You know, I am going to have a holly jolly Christmas barbecue, Bob, because I'm going to be wearing a little bit of Stormy Cromer when Santa Claus comes to my town. But, yeah, Stormy's such a great product, man.
Well, it's like I told Bob. I don't know that a day goes by I don't have one of his products on it.
This time of year? Exactly. Michelle asked me, I put a hat on, and it was the wrong color for the vest I was wearing. I went back, got another one, put the right one on. She's like, how many of those things you have? And I just said, not enough.
I don't know.
Not enough.
I don't even know.
Right.
I have one go-to hat, and that's the one that matches that Columbia shirt you gave away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wear that one, like, all the time. Yep. I also have a camo one that's the winter one that I took up to Whipple Lake for deer camp.
Right.
Your head will cook in that thing, man. You better be cold. Yeah. Baby, it's cold outside.
Face the wind. Face the wind.
Better
yeah.
be cold outside. Yeah. But if you're cold and hungry, there's a fella named Matt Smith, and he's got a little business that feeds a couple people. It's called Pit Stop Barbecue, and we've had the honor and pleasure of knowing this gentleman for quite a few years now, and he's on the grill line, Joppy.
Yes, he is. Matt, welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you, and you got to hook a brother up. I need some of that gear. I'm desperately low on it. I need to get the Stormy Cromer.
You know, as we age, the hair thins and the need for Cromer increases.
Yeah, well, I'm way ahead of you, at least 6 years. Matt, you can go to thegrillinguys.com. Look on the right side. You'll see all of our sponsors. Stormy is on there, and you click on that link. You'll go right to their deals page. And buy from there, and we might make 10 cents or something on it. I don't know if we even get any revenue out of it, but it doesn't matter. We love the Cromer people, and Gina, Bob's daughter, has done just a steward's job with guiding that business into the next arena.
Right.
And I think I just found the perfect Christmas present for myself.
There you go, for myself.
Merry
yeah.
Christmas to me.
So Matt, it's been a while since we've had you on, and you have a exploding barbecue business, and I've always admired it. But I just want to talk to you, man. What are you seeing in the last 2 or 3 years? What's changed in your business? Where do you see this thing, this barbecue phenomena going?
Well, the one thing for sure is that what's awesome in the state of Michigan is even nationally, we're not like looked down upon as having, you know, not real barbecue. And the thing that I've always said is, I mean, we've got more hardwood than just about anywhere in the country. So, and
thank you.
The guys who know how to cook. I mean, why the heck would we not know how to do this stuff?
Right.
So there's a ton of new places that are out there. And there's been some recent, articles are written, all the different stuff that's around the state of Michigan. There's a ton, and there's a ton in West Michigan that are really good. And what's cool about it is it's like the brewing industry. 99.9% of us are all buddies and friends, and if we have to help each other out, and it's really cool, and it's exciting to be in Michigan now with all the barbecue.
So knowing Matt, as long as we've known him, Jop, I think you introduced me to him about 5 years ago. You did Man Food Fire, something like that. You were on a TV show, a national show, and I think you won some sort of a prize, but you right now are headed towards a Guinness record for the Super Bowl, and I want to chat about that for a second.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool. So the last couple years, we've only been open like a four-hour stretch on Super Bowl Sunday, if I can say that without copyright infringements.
You're on the grilling, guys, dude. You can say anything you want.
And you're on ESPN, so there you go.
The big game. We've been open just for 4 hours, and in those 4 hours, we've done like between 10,000 and 12,000 wings. Just in 4 hours. I mean, there's a ton of prep work that goes into that, right? So it's just people picking up. But I started looking up what the record was, and I emailed Guinness Book of World Records, and they got back to me like 3 or 4 months later and said, yeah, you would qualify, but we only do it in a 24-hour period. So we're going to try to do it where we open up on the Saturday before at like 5 o'clock and go all the way around the clock till 5 o'clock right before the Super Bowl and try to break the record.
There's going to be a lot of chickens that can't fly out there if you do that.
Yes, they'll be very leg strong.
Next year it'll be a drumstick contest.
Because they're easy to catch. Yeah.
They are. They'll be like, you ever see when Rocky tries to catch them? I think we need to do somewhere between 25 and 30,000 wings in a 24-hour period.
Holy cow.
Dude, the grilling guys have signed on to help. We are going to do this. We're going to help you do it. And I don't know how we're going to help, but all I've got is a mouth and a little bit of airway.
He'll eat more than he makes, trust me.
Can you count the ones you eat, or do you have to just the ones you sell?
He swallowed the bone.
Once they're sold, I don't care what happens to them.
Get your checkbook out, Johnny. Yeah.
Spoken as a true entrepreneur. Yes.
Okay, well, also, one of the cool things, and this is the classic example, you said something before we got Matt Smith on the phone. We're speaking with Matt Smith, if you just tuned in. He's the owner of Pit Stop Barbecue, which is a phenomenon, very much like M43 and Old Nation is a phenomenon. There are phenomenons in certain industries. You are a phenomenon. And you sit back and you look at a business like Pit Stop, and Jop and I marvel at what you do all the time. And it's one of those things where you marvel at what you do, and honestly, I have grill envy because of what you do, but I go in and you're never there, and your bride is working furiously with this huge staff, and you guys are, food is flying everywhere. I don't even know how you get it in the right container. It's just, it's like almost mayhem, but to watch all these little elves you got back there just slinging hash and butts and brisket, and it's a machine, and it's an, as much as I say that, I'm envious, yet, you know, it's like you say, man, he's sitting on a gold mine. And one guy told me once, have you ever worked in a gold mine?
Right, exactly.
You're working in the gold mine, brother.
Well, and thank you. I'm really glad you brought up a couple terms in there, too, that remind me to tell you about our New Year's offerings. It's kind of cool. But
tell me it wasn't hash.
I'm kind of the face of the business, and I get...
In spite of that, you're successful.
Well,
you beat me.
I only do radio interviews. I have a face for radio.
Right.
So, I get a ton of the credit, and I mean, my wife does an enormous amount of work, especially behind the scenes, and especially with all of our sides and our recipes. But our staff is outrageous. They really love the business. We are like a big family. A lot of the guys play sports. We go to a ton of their sports events and cater for their sports teams and that type of stuff. But, I mean, they really take pride, and these guys know how to do everything. Like, they want to learn. Just the other day, one of the guys said, hey, can you please have me come in early? Because I don't really know how to do some of the stuff that these guys do early. So he started coming in at 6 because he wanted to learn it. And it makes me and our company look really, really good, and I get way too much credit for it.
No, you don't. You get the credit you deserve because you started it. It was one guy renting a little kitchen in Lowell and working your keister off and building your business and delivering great barbecue on time to clients. And that's how you built it. Dude, I watched you. You're getting everything you deserve.
Thank you. And I would rephrase that to mostly on time.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't going to say that on live radio, but hey,
Matt, the guy is kind of slow sometimes.
Right. And Matt, let's run through a couple things here. Somebody wants to get a hold of you. Give us your top 5 menu items and then how they can reach out to you if they want you to cater one of their parties.
Oh, great. So the top 5 ways to get a hold of me are email, 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 and email.
Okay.
Because the mailbox has been full for, I think, 6 years.
Voice mailbox, yeah. Busy guy.
It's been full intentionally since April of 2014. It was the smartest thing I ever did. Because it forces emails because we're really busy with stuff. So voice conversations are dangerous because I forget things.
Well, not only that, but how do you answer your phone when you've got all kinds of hog fat on your hands? Right. It's a really bad look.
So what is that email, Matt?
The email is matt@pitstopcateringgr.com.
Very good. All right, man. And
our top 5, I would say for sure our top 5, like most popular things, are our brisket and our pork for the meats. And then our mac and cheese and smoky baked beans, and our cheesy tots are making a nice little run there.
Ooh, that's kind of sexy, baby.
That sounds like a pet name.
So I'll say this very openly. I'm a freak and a snob about brisket, and you're one of the few guys I would actually buy brisket from if I had to buy it. But congrats on the business. Thanks for talking to us, and let's talk about how to help people get ready for their party next time you come back on.
Oh, I would love to. Yes, that'd be great. And thanks for having me on again. You guys do a great thing for this industry locally, especially. So thanks a lot.
All right, okay, man. Buddy.
Take care, man. Coming up next, we might do your grill and box or oil up some of your balsamic. Stick with us. We'll be back.